Hanukkah. You can spell it any of 16 different ways, but can you say what it's about? That's easy. Hanukkah is about miracles. Persumenisa is literally about publicizing the miracle, right? Okay, but when we say Hanukkah is about miracles, what do we mean? Like, who thought we were low on holidays about miracles? Yitzhi Mitzrayim, Kriyat Yam Suf, surviving 40 years in the desert. We split the Yarden too. How come that one doesn't get a holiday? So, who commissioned another holiday about miracles? And, while we're at it, which miracle? The one about the cruise of oil that was only supposed to last for one day but miraculously lasted all eight? Or the one about the improbable but ultimately successful guerrilla war campaign that we waged against the Greeks? I want to share something with you, short and profound. It's an entrance into how the Rambam might have thought about Hanukkah. In Hilchot Megillah v'Chanukah, third perek, the Rambam does something incredibly unusual. He tells us the story of Hanukkah. Now, students of the Rambam know why this is unusual. The Rambam doesn't tell stories. The Mishnah Torah is a halachic manual. The Mishnah Torah is the first and last complete methodical recategorization of every halachic element of Talmud Bavli. The Mishnah Torah is a masterpiece. The Mishnah Torah is not a storybook. And yet, the Rambam tells us the story of Hanukkah. So, if this is a halachic manual, then what is the halacha?
בבית שני, כשמלכי יוון גזרו גזרות על ישראל, וביטלו דתם, ולא הניחו אותם לעסוק בתורה ובמצוות. During the Second Temple period, when the Greek kings ruled, they proclaimed decrees against the Jews, abrogating their religion and forbidding them to study Torah or do מצוות. ופשטו ידם בממונם ובבנותיהם, they laid their hands on their wealth and their daughters. ונכנסו להיכל, ופרצו בו פרצות, וטימו הטהרות. They entered the temple and broke through it, defiling the things that were pure. Etzar lahem l'Yisrael ma'od mipneihem, ulchatzum lachatz gadol. The people of Israel were sorely distressed by their enemies, who oppressed them ruthlessly. Ad sherichem aleihem Elohei avoteinu, until the God of our forefathers took pity, v'hoshiyam yadam v'yitzilam, saved and rescued them from the hands of tyrants. V'gavru bnei chashmona yikonim magadolim, v'haragum, v'hoshiyu Yisrael miyadam v'himidu melech mein hakohanim, The Hasmonean priests won victories, defeating the Syrian Greeks and saving Israel from their power. They set up a king from among the priests, and Israel's kingdom was restored for a period of more than 2 centuries until the destruction of the Second Temple. And when the Jews emerged victorious over their foes and destroyed them, it was the 25th of Kislev. They re-entered the temple, where they found only one jar of pure oil. Just enough for one day. They used it for lighting the required set of lamps for 8 days, until they managed to press olives and produce pure oil.
Did you see what the Rambam did there? Maybe not. Take a second look. Did the Rambam list both miracles? The war and the oil? Yes. The supernatural and the unlikely but natural? Yes. Ah, did you see it? Which one's which? Take a look. Don't trust me. Where does the Rambam mention Hashem? Tzar lahem l'Yisrael ma'od, acharicha maleihem Elohei avoteinu. The war, the military effort, the improbable but certainly not impossible. That was supernatural. That was Hashem intervening in human history. That was Hashem. And the oil? Lo matzu shem et tahor, ela pach echad. They only found one cruse. It should have lasted for one day. It lasted for eight. They went out and they made more. Supernatural? No. Lucky? I don't know. Hard work. But a miracle? Hashem? No. What's going on here? The Rambam did something so subtle, if you blinked, you missed it. He switches what you think is a miracle and what you think is natural. He takes the war, something all too common, something completely natural, something that we attribute to man, and he attributes that to Hashem. And he takes the oil, complete total magic, and makes that an everyday occurrence. For the Rambam, Hanukkah asks us to naturalize the miraculous and miraculize the natural. A magic cruise of oil that lasted 8 times as long as it should have? Crazier things have happened. A guerrilla war that could have been fought in any country in any century? Wow. Unreal. The hand of God itself. Miraculize the natural and naturalize the miraculous. So we're left with the question, what is a miracle and what is natural? Is a miracle something completely unexplainable by natural means? Or is a miracle the sheer impossibility of waking up in the morning alive? Is a miracle a winning lottery ticket you just found as you're foreclosing? Is it a gumball machine that never ends? Is it a blank piece of paper that the border police seem to think is a legal passport? Or is a miracle watching your fingers move to exactly the spot you want them to? Is the miracle sitting in traffic and realizing that it takes 50,000 people to make the highway move? Is a miracle the fact that you probably don't know anyone who's died of polio, but you probably do know someone who's getting the coronavirus vaccine within the next month? Is it waking up early and knowing with complete unshakable faith that the sun is going to rise? Is it your supernatural ability to make someone else smile? We have to naturalize the miraculous and miraculize the natural.